I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling awesome. This is kind of a dream for me. I'm a huge fan of yours, so this is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Have you heard about how cold it is here in Saskatoon right now, by the way?
Well, you know what? My assistant is actually from Saskatchewan. So, yes, she has filled me in about the weather conditions there. And she was insistent that I swing my tour through Saskatoon to, show myself. And so I said, sure, why not? I'm spending my winter in Canada. I spent all my winters in Canada, in Whistler. So I do all of my Canadian dates in the winter. And I thought, well, why not? Let's go.
Get the full Canadian experience. Although it's here today. I'm bad when it comes to temperature conversions because we do the whole Celsius thing up here. But I think today we're supposed to get to minus 58 Fahrenheit, according to the Google Translator.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Not to scare you or anything.
Yeah, that's going to be a big problem for me. I'm going to have to bring an extra pair of... Well, I'll have to bring a diaper, it sounds like.
I think Canada Goose makes those, actually, so that'll be perfect.
An adult diaper, for warmth, definitely.
Well, Chelsea, we're so excited to see you in Saskatoon. Congratulations on the little big bitch tour. I was trying to figure out how I was going to do this on the air today, but I figured I'm just going to say it and then just ask for forgiveness from my superiors later. How has the tour been so far?
Oh, it's super fun. I love it. I've been doing it for months and months and months. It's been going on and on and on and on. So I'm having a very good time. I get to tell a lot of my childhood stories about how I became the person that I am, which is highly entertaining because when I was like 3 or 4, I had this attitude and talked like this. So it wasn't far-fetched for me to turn into the person that I am. So I tell a lot of origin stories. I tell a story about opening up a hard lemonade stand when I was 8 because I realized I had split ties with my family. And so I started selling tequila, whiskey, and gin at a lemonade stand to all the adults that were hanging out with their children. And I made a killing and also hired a couple of people from another couple of 8-year-olds. And mostly because I went on a plane ride with my parents, and the first plane ride I ever went on, and I walked past the first class section, and I was like, well, you know, I stopped and smelled and sniffed around, and I was like, this seems like my group. You know, what's up? Where are we sitting? And my mom's like, no, go to the back of the plane. We'll never be able to afford first class. We'll never be able to afford it. And I was like, speak for yourself. So I came back from that trip, and I was like intent on making a living as a child. And then when my lemonade stand didn't yield enough results or cash, I opened up a babysitting company when I was 10, but I always looked like I was older. So I said I was 15 and lied, and I ended up babysitting that summer for a 14-year-old boy.
Wow. This sounds like people need to almost bring like a notepad or something to the show to get some notes on entrepreneurship, because it seems like you've got that figured out.
Seriously, I was a small business owner. I was a small business owner at a very, very young age, yes.
You certainly were. So that's kind of the vibe of this tour compared to, I know, like, you know, like Vaccinated and Horny and the your past tours. This one here is definitely more of an origin story from inception to now.
Yeah. And I also have a lot of good stories. I tell a lot of stories about close calls, close encounters, I should say, with people who have been canceled. Like, I have a great Woody Allen story. I have a great Bill Cosby story. And I have a great George W. Bush story. I was visiting George W. Bush's Kenny Bunkport compound. Well, unwillingly, because we don't agree on the same politics. But anyway, I'm friends with his daughters. So I had to hang out with George. I was forced to hang out with George W. Bush while I was on about 4 edibles. So that's a pretty funny story, too. My life is kind of full of, like, you know, outlandish experiences. So it's just my pleasure. Between my books and my stand-up, I get to kind of share all of that nonsense.
But don't quote me. I'm pretty sure that 2 of those 3 people you just mentioned also played the venue that you're playing in the last 20 years or so. Bill Cosby a little longer ago. And I think there were several more protesters for George W. Bush when he came to town. Shocking, I know.
Oh, good. Then we're all on the same page. Perfect.
So I'm curious too, like, we know once this, when this tour is all wrapped up and stuff, what are we thinking next? You've done so much in your career so far, you know, books, television, movies, touring. Now, I know that you have a big love for touring at the moment. Is there any, can you let us in a little bit on maybe what's coming around the bend for you?
Well, I'm writing a new book. So that is a big project of mine. I do my podcast, which is on every week, which we just signed a new deal for. So that's exciting. It's called Dear Chelsea, where I give out advice to callers. So any one of your callers can call in for advice, and whoever my guest is, and I give advice to, you know, whoever calls in, which is really fun and actually started out very tongue-in-cheek, but kind of can be quite serious at times. So that's fun. And who knows? I just go whichever way the wind blows, you know, where the action is. Sometimes I do stand-up, sometimes I'm on TV, sometimes I host shows. It depends what I'm in the mood for, you know. I like to not work for another person because it's better for me to just take direction from myself. That seems to be the best way for me to operate. So, you know, I don't like to commit to anything for too long, and I don't like to have a 5 or 10 year plan, which irks many people. But I just kind of listen to my – I feel like as a woman – you know, as a single, child-free, unmarried woman, I feel a very strong sense of responsibility to kind of spread that vibe and spread that message around, especially to women all, you know, all over, that, you know, you do not have to listen to what people tell you to do or what society expects from you. Like, you can have a full and fun life when you kind of just listen to your own heart and know what's right for you. You know, I haven't subscribed to any of those things, and I'm living my best life. I have a little ski chalet in Whistler that I'm talking to you from, and it dumped 20 centimeters last night. So after this call, I'm going to go out and hit the slopes. So I am a happy camper, and I want everyone to just kind of, you know, find their freedom and run with it.
And I'll be honest, the speech you just gave was better than America Ferrera's in that Barbie movie that went viral. So that was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Actually, I'm hosting the Critics' Choice Awards this Sunday night. I don't know if you guys get that in Canada, but it's an award show. Yeah, so I'm flying to L.A. tomorrow and hosting that. So I have a lot of Barbie material that I'll be referencing.
Oh, well, we're looking forward to it. And actually, I think we do get them up here in Canada. We have... If we don't have them on cable, most people up here have like some kind of a hacked fire stick or whatever. We do what we can to survive up here in the Great White North.
Okay, well, I hope to see you at my show.
Absolutely. Chelsea, thank you so much for spending some time and talking to me today. This has definitely been something I've been looking forward to for quite a while, and we cannot wait to see you in Saskatoon. Just do me a favor and try your best to bring a little bit of warm weather. And Whistler is warm compared to where we are right now, just for reference.
Okay, I'll do what I can do.
Okay, thanks for joining me this morning, and we can't wait to see you here in just under 2 weeks.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.